This is truly the best way to start the week, ladies and gentlemen, with your host and friend, CL King. That's right. But I'm not alone, ladies and gentlemen. You might recognize the guy to my left. That's my brother from another mother. I'm telling you what, guys. I just have been having such a great time in the pre-show with my good friend and brother, Vince Warnock, all the way from New Zealand. And you guys realize something, that Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I get to do what I love. I get to dress up from the waist up. Don't tell anybody our secrets, Vince. And more importantly, we get to bring people of impact into your homes. So you're asking, who would Vince be for? Or what would Vince declare? Why would I have a Vince Warnock? How can Vince change my life? And when should I take advantage of what he offers? Well, I'm going to start in reverse. When you should take advantage of what Vince, the maestro, the surgeon of marketing, offers, you should take advantage of it as soon as the last note is played on this intro. Go to his website and connect with him. Why? Because you're probably out there trying to figure out all the nuances of marketing yourself, and you're drowning, you're fumbling. You're like, man, I just can't get it. Well, I bring a global expert into these virtual studios, ladies and gentlemen, and he is going to blow your mind. How will Vince do that? Because he's going to give you some experimental strategies that is going to get your brain stirring and saying, hey, look, Vince is talking to me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the virtual studios, my friend from New Zealand, Vince Warnock. Welcome, Vince.
Oh, see, Al, it is always a pleasure catching up with you. Honestly, I mean, I know we're here for your show, but I'm actually just here to catch up with you and to hear your intros. I mean, seriously, I want to hire me based off your intro. I need to clone myself so I can hire myself. This is awesome.
You just step outside of yourself and hire yourself.
Yeah, man. Maybe one of my personalities can hire the other personality. That's probably how it works.
You guys, man, I'm telling you, Vince Warnock is the heat, man. It's just such a great, great, great man. And, you know, like we talked about last time he was just here a few weeks ago. That never happens, ladies and gentlemen, on Impacting Life 24/7. Our entire illustrious history, this has never happened, where somebody is back on the show that fast. That should let you know the type of caliber that Vince Warnock brings to the show. And for those of you that are new or listening or passing by tonight, you are going to be in for a very, very special treat. Thank you, Danny, for already sharing. The folks are already out there sharing because they know that when Vince comes, he brings the pain, ladies and gentlemen. So, Vince, I can give your website out real quick, but why don't you just do that for us and get everybody caught up again on how they can contact you and the various methods and ways where they can reach out to you.
Mate, super, super easy. Chasingtheinsights.com. Just go to the website. Everywhere to connect with me is there. So you'll see my podcast there. You'll see my book there. But more importantly, two other things. One is connect with me on social. All the links are on there. Come and join my Facebook group. These are just some of the best entrepreneurs you're ever going to meet. But also, you can book your free strategy call with me. And that's one of the easiest ways for us to work together free of charge, and just be able to get the impact and show you the clarity that you need.
I've already gotten, my friend and brother and comrade all the way from Wellington, New Zealand. I said the wrong country last time I had him here, so I'm making sure. You're not going to let me live that down either.
You're an Aussie man. I'm like, of all the countries, you happen to pick the one that we're a rival with. Yeah.
I said, my friend from Australia, and he looked at me like, really?
You had one job, CL.
One job. Just read the notes, clown. Yeah. So again, my friend from Wellington, New Zealand, Let's get it right. Vince Warnock is a digital marketing and branding strategist and expert. I listened to one of your shows today, Vince, just because I needed some inspiration. And he's got his podcast. We're going to go through. But really what you should do is go back on my page and watch episode one, because tonight we're going to go a little more granular tonight and get into some nitty gritty, some details about what Vince offers. And we talked about this beforehand, that he just offered you a free 30-minute strategy session with him. Listen, if you type in the chat strategy, we will make sure to send you that link to get you that 30-minute strategy. I want everybody to connect with Vince right away, and you don't even have to leave your house. They don't have to fly to where you are, do they, Vince?
Hey, if I could fly to you, I would. Like, seriously, we're desperate to travel at the moment, but all the borders are closed. But we'll be there in spirit. How's that sound?
Yes, yeah. But if you just type in, the ladies and gentlemen that are watching on our live show, you can watch. You can just type in the chat box strategy, and Vince Warnock will connect with you. We'll send you the link. He's from Wellington, New Zealand, and you'll get that 30-minute strategy session. We're going to kind of give you some sneak peeks of what you'll get in a strategy session with Vince. And once you hear about what you're getting and where that could go, you'll definitely want to be in strategy and covenant with him. So, Vince, I know your history, and the folks that you blew away the first time you were here know your history. But, you know, as you know, in podcast world, sometimes you'll get a whole new crop of people listening the next night. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know you've dabbled in radio. You've done a little bit of everything. Kind of give people a picture of who Vince Warnock is.
Oh, okay. Picture of who I am. I'm a giant nerd. I love all things Star Wars, all things comic book, Marvel particularly. But that's not my career. So I mean, we kind of dabbled in a little bit in the previous episode, but I grew up in a not so great environment. And I know a lot of you probably have as well, but I grew up in poverty. I grew up in abuse, an abusive household. And through all of that, I had to kind of survive. I had to want to change my life. I had to want to step into something new. So that kind of led me inadvertently to entrepreneurship. And I ran my first company when I was 11. That was, don't judge me, that was a pirated video game and software company, because I had no moral compass. So don't, 11 years old, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is out now. So that's, we're all right. Good.
You're
all good.
Good. You're good, Vince.
Yeah, yeah. But also, if I had had a moral compass, I wouldn't have done that. Just clarifying.
Well, just let me parenthetically insert that Greg is a forensics agent. So we'll just leave that alone.
Damn. Sorry, Greg. That kind of gave me the inspiration to want to break free of what I grew up in. So that kind of always gave me that entrepreneurial bent. Then I kind of launched into my career. I studied electronics, computer and software engineering, and then kind of branched also into audio engineering. I remember one of my first jobs is literally working in a lab designing incubators. They locked me in this like sealed lab with a white lab coat and had long, long hair and a long goatee. And apparently that photo exists out there somewhere, but I still haven't been able to find it. But I once had hair. That's what I'm all excited about. But it was this love of technology that kind of drew me to these kind of roles and to this kind of thing. And I do love technology and what it enables for people. But I also discovered very, very quickly that I'm passionate about technology, but I'm not passionate about working in technology, because A, it's boring as hell, and B, my real passion is people. Ah. And the more I unlocked that, the more I discovered that, the more I started to want to study why people behave the way that they did, why they did what they did, like how you can kind of, you know, like with marketing, how can you condition them to certain circumstances where they want to buy from you, all those kind of things. Like, how does the brain work? What motivates us? What makes us scared? All these things. I was fascinated by all of that. And then I ended up, through all this career, I ended up changing it up and going into radio. That was my dream job since I was 7 years old. Like, seriously, I just wanted to be on air announcer. Got to achieve that. It was an amazing job. Like, seriously, it was everything I hoped for, except for one angle, which was the pay.
Yeah.
The pay was terrible.
You like, about did it for free, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, you're so passionate about being on radio. Here you go. Here's your chump change. I went, no. So I had to move on from there. But again, it was this convergence of technology and people and human behavior. And then I discovered the natural intersection of these things is marketing, particularly digital marketing, and fell into it accidentally. Just doing some work for various people, and then discovered I was really good at it, discovered I had a passion for it. And then from there, I basically launched the next phase of my career, which is kind of gone in and out of both entrepreneurial endeavors and then corporate life and back to entrepreneurship and corporate life, where it led me to, I think about, I'm losing all track of time, CL. Like, seriously, I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Me neither.
It is, but I think it was around 7 years ago, I launched Common Ledger, which was my biggest startup. So I co-founded that with a very good friend of mine. And we went on a crazy, like, 4-year journey of growing that into a very fast growing company until we decided to sell it off for a very nice profit. And then I moved into Cigna as their chief marketing officer. So I went on the wild ride there until January of 2020, where I realized, I'm over all of this. Like, seriously, don't get me wrong. I loved working at Cigna. I love the team that I was working with there. I love my team, but I love the senior leadership team as well. CEO, incredible woman. But I was not feeling fulfilled at all.
Yeah.
And through all of it, I discovered I wasn't operating as myself. Ah. I was being inauthentic because I had felt like as a C-suite executive, you had to operate in a certain way.
Yeah.
You had to treat people as numbers or dollar signs, or, you know, like, you had to be removed from people, be removed from the impact, which just didn't sit with me at all. And then going through the journey that I went through of publishing my first book and losing my sister through that process and all this as well. Not losing her because of the book. She passed away because of cancer, but it was part of the journey of that. And all of this stuff made me realize how much I love impacting people and how much I want to help others. And when that happens, you start to look at your role very differently.
Wow.
And the moment I realized I have this passion to write the book I'm writing now, I have this passion to help people. And then I'd turn up in the office and go, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And that led me to some very awkward conversations with my CEO over Christmas of 2019, just going, I think I need to move on. She's going, no, let's make this work. And I'm like, no, we're looking at different options. But it really came to the conclusion is, I know the right thing to do. And if I know the right thing to do and I don't do it, I'm being unfair on everybody. I said, I'll be unfair on you because I won't have the heart of what I'm doing here. Like, my heart won't be in it, but I need to move on. So it was really nice parting in good ways, which is always a benefit. And then leaving there in January 2020 going, right, that's it. I'm just going to be a full-time author. I've got my life sorted now. I'm just going to focus on writing my next book. Got bored within about 2 weeks and then started writing two books.
So much for this.
Yeah. 2 books at the same time. And then, of course, COVID happened.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm working, I'm interviewing all these entrepreneurs from around the world, you know, US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, talking to them about their journey, talking about the self-doubt that they have, the issues that they face in mindset wise. And all of a sudden they're like, man, we'd love to help you, but we can't because our head's not in it right now. We've got no income coming in the door. We're all in lockdown. We've got all the same overheads going out. We just don't even know if we're going to be existing in 2 months' time. And that was the point that then thrust me into another phase of my career, which is I can't stand back and let somebody go through that, especially these people. Entrepreneurs are an amazing bunch of people, like, right, seriously so passionate and so wanting to impact the world. And I'm like, I can't stand by and let them just wither away. So I came alongside them and said, look, how can I help? And through that, managed to see not a single casualty, which I was very proud of. So I turned around all of the businesses I was working with. They all became profitable again to the same levels as before lockdown. But then for some of them, three of them, I think, doubled their revenue, and one of them even tripled their revenue, which is just, they're my star pupils. It was just incredible. And I was just like, man, there's all these opportunities there they didn't even know were right in front of them. And that's when I sort of took a step back, CL, and went, hey, what's that strange feeling? It's called fulfillment. Huh? Oh my goodness. I feel incredible. Why have I not done this before? Like, what have I been doing with my life? So that's when I just dedicated my life and said, that's it. I'm going to follow this. I'm going to see where it goes. I'm going to see where I'm being led here and just try and impact as many people as I possibly can, particularly entrepreneurs who are just, like I said, there's something special. They're the cornerstone of most of our economy, like small business and entrepreneurs. They are the bulk of our economy, but also they're the creativity and the passion that we need as humans. And we need that as examples in our lives. So I'm like, right, that's it. My mission. I'm going to help as many of them as I can. It's going to be awesome.
Wow. I don't think you went into those details in our previous, we did in some degree, but that was very, very powerful. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man that has made businesses very, very profitable, has made multi-millions of dollars in business, and he knows what he's talking about. And this is what this is why we like to have these types of people on the show, because if I can connect you with a Vince Warnock and you might be in that sea where you're bobbing up and down trying to gain some breath and gain some direction, man. If you can connect with somebody like Vince, you hear what he does, and the proof is in the pudding as far as I'm concerned. I would be remiss. I'm looking down at my notes here. I see Augie from Brooksville, Pennsylvania. He's up there in Brooksville. Augie has been with me on this show, Vince, since before I was CL. I mean, Samson, my dog, wouldn't watch the show, and Augie would watch it, you know? My golden retriever.
Augie, you are very forgiving.
He's always would chime in. Augie is a friend, a brother, and he travels all across America. He's a truck driver. When we were at the peak of COVID, Augie was still driving when all the other drivers came off the road. And so whenever he can catch a show, he always chimes in and lets me know where he's at. So Augie says hello from Brooksville, Pennsylvania. And so
Augie, we need far more people like you in this world. I think all of us need an Augie in our life.
We do. And when you see him, he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he's a tough one too.
We definitely need you in our life. I'm going to take you downtown with me, Augie. Anyone give me grief for that? Talk to this guy.
That's right, man. Talk to Augie. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at Impacting Life 24/7. This is just like a family reunion. This is such a great time for us to reconnect. Look at how technology has brought us back together to be able to spend an hour with each other, but then share someone of this caliber with all of you out there. Those of you listening to our podcast and those of you watching live, we are blessed to have Vince Warnock in our virtual studios. Vince is he just has so many titles and accolades and so many accomplishments. I would love for you to go find him at chasingtheinsights.com. And he's got a free 30-minute strategy session. There's a link there that you can just go there and click it. If you don't want to type in the chat box, just go to his website, click on that link, and get your free 30-minute strategy session. Pick Vince's brain, because I told him that's what I was going to do with him tonight. I was going to pick his brain. He wasn't getting off easy and thinking he was just going to get some softball questions tonight. No way, Vince.
I love it.
Not on a cameo appearance, brother. So nice. here's what we've got, Vince. You know, you mentioned we all suffer from self-doubt, and you deal with this, and we talked about this at length. I think we spent almost 10, 15 minutes on the imposter syndrome. Is that what it was called? And so what do you tell yourself in those moments when self-doubt is controlling your thoughts?
My goodness. First of all, usually when it's controlling your thoughts. So in other words, I like to picture it, you know, the old cartoons. You always have the little angel and the devil on the shoulder. Well, I always like to sort of picture it being this little gremlin that sits on your shoulder. And it's those moments where that gremlin starts whispering at you. It's like, come on, who do you think you are? Come on, what makes you think you've got a right to be here? Then that voice gets louder and suddenly that little gremlin's now shouting at you. It's going, you're such a fraud. You're such an imposter. You don't deserve to be here. And then it gets its claws into your head. And at those points, it's really hard to actually talk to yourself about anything, because often those are the thoughts that pervade our head. So those are the points where you need to kind of take a step back from that. And this is why I think we talked about on the previous show, CL, around creating things like a impact list, something that you can refer to kind of reframe your mind. So actually writing a list of all the people, all the different people that you impact in your life, not just through your business, but through your life itself. Having something like that just gives you perspective, and it helps you to kind of get out of your own head and get away from those voices. But the other thing, and I think we did cover this off in the last show, but is understanding the difference between thinking and observing. And we have these metaphorical two brains, essentially. It's called thinking brain, observing brain. And the best way to describe this is, and I think we just covered this off, but the best way to describe this is, if I was to pick anyone listening to the show right now and say, right, that's it, we're going to go downtown to an arena. You're going to go on stage in front of 30,000 people, and you're going to speak for half an hour. Most people would react the same way. I mean, maybe you and I would be going, yes, come on, bring it on.
Ching, I'm so ching, ching.
Right now. Yeah. But we are in the minority, I've discovered.
Right.
But for the majority of people, there's certain physiological reactions that would happen to you immediately. The first one is your heart starts racing, and you're like, okay, I'm not happy with this. I don't want this. You know, your heart's going, your stomach starts to knot up a bit. You get those butterflies in there and you feel a bit ill, a bit nauseous. Your hands get a bit sweaty. Your throat gets a bit dry. You know, the cortisone levels are increasing. You're like, your brain gets a bit foggy. These are the physiological reactions to hearing that. And then that is your observing brain. It goes, okay, I'm observing all of these different senses, all these different things that are happening to me.
Right.
And then you have the other part of your brain, which goes, now I need to interpret that. So now I need to look at all those symptoms and go, okay, what does that equal? And for most of us, they'll go, okay, well, that equals fear or that equals anxiety. However, the challenge I got for you is think about this. That is the physiological symptoms for anxiety or fear. We know that. What are the physiological conditions for excitement? Because I can tell you now, they are racing heart, your heart palpitates, your stomach knots, oh, you get little butterflies in the stomach, your throat gets a bit dry, your hands get sweaty, cortisone levels increase. The exact same physiological reaction to what we interpret as fear or anxiety is when we're excited. So it is up to that thinking brain that takes that information and chooses what to do with it. And this is how we need to rewire our brain around imposter syndrome as well, is going, okay, all of these things are coming at me, right? These voices are trying to get me to back off of the situation. I'm currently outside of my comfort zone and my brain's screaming at me going, get back in here where it's safe, because you're exposed out there. People are going to know you don't know what you're doing. They're going to know you're a fraud. Yes, you're a fraud. Yes, you don't know what you're doing. We all are. That's normal. Don't worry about that, right? But your brain's screaming at you. So we get to then choose what to do with that input that's coming in, with those voices from our brain, those internal conversations. We activate our thinking brain and go, okay, we can either choose to self-sabotage, to go, yes, that's correct. Oh my goodness, I need to get back in here where it's safe. So I need to procrastinate. I'm not going to follow up with those clients. I'm not going to put that proposal together. I'm not going to make myself visible this week. I'm going to hide from a Facebook Live. I'm not going to go live on my podcast. All the different things that we do to run away from that. We can choose that. Or we can choose to acknowledge that all of those things that are happening to us, all of those signals are just an alarm clock that says, hey, guess what? You're exactly where you need to be right now. And when you reframe your brain like that, when you look at those symptoms, the screaming voice, the claws in your head, all the different stuff that's saying you're not worthy, not worthy, not worthy, and you get to go, thanks for that, brain. Really appreciate you looking out for me, but I don't need you right now. I'm exactly where I need to be. That's a different way to look at that. So that's what I try and, that's the internal things I try and do for myself. I'm saying it's simple, but it's not easy. It's never easy because obviously, you know, our brain is a pretty powerful tool. So you have to get better and better and practice that rewiring of your brain.
Wow. I'm going to go listen, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but that's it. End of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Thanks, Vince. If he didn't say another thing, I'm telling you guys, did y'all hear what he just said? I'm thinking about, okay, yes, you know, there's so many different places you could take that. The first one, what was the first brain activity?
The observing brain.
There's so many different things you could take that, you know, but those reactions, you know, the sweating of hands, choking up, all of that kind of stuff. You could go to so a million different experiences, but then he said, wait a minute, that are negative. You could go to a million experiences that are negative, but then he said, wait a minute, aren't those the same reactions that you get when you're excited? So really, and that's where you guys see where he weaved in that imposter syndrome that says, King, you're a fraud. You said something so great. You said you brought up Facebook Lives. I don't know how it is over there in let me get where he's at, right, Wellington, New Zealand. I got it, brother. Nice. I got it.
I'm not gonna let you slip up on that one.
I looked at the notes. I don't know how it is over there, but we have seen a major shift in the algorithm over here in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
In Facebook Lives, in engagements, and whatever. And I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. Like, nobody wants to hear anything CL's got to say. Nobody's looking. Nobody's clicking when my show is in 13 different countries and 33 states, and I'm over here complaining because I don't see the analytics in Facebook. So you know what I said? No, I'm not gonna receive that. You know what I did? I did a video every single day, nice. Sometimes a couple times a day. I said, I'll show you, and if nobody else watches it, I'll go watch it myself.
I love that. I did almost exactly the same as you. I decided, that's it, screw it. I'm going live every single day. And mainly because Part of it wasn't even the algorithm thing. Part of it was just a confidence issue. Yeah. I'm just like, oh man, am I adding enough value to people? And I was like, stop it, Vince. Prove yourself wrong. Do this every single day. Yeah. So much so that at the end of the week, I got a notification from Facebook going, you're banned from lives for a week because you're doing it too much. And I'm like, come on. I know people that go live way more than me, you meanies. But, yeah. But it was a good sign I was heading in the right direction.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I'm again, my friend and marketing strategist expert, Vince Warnock from Wellington, New Zealand. You can find him at chasingtheinsights.com. Here we are at 8:56 and I ain't got through but the first question. Wow.
We knew this was going to happen.
We knew this was going to happen.
We need 5-hour episodes for you and I.
Really. I told Vince the last time he was on, I said, listen, I don't typically do this, but here's the link. Just book yourself when you want. Just do it soon. And I said, man, I'm just going to have to do it again for Vince. We got to have him back. So here's another point. The best advice for an organization that is overwhelmed by marketing itself. Okay. Yep. So I know that there's no silver bullet, but an organization that just is overwhelmed by, you know, this daunting task of marketing itself.
Yeah. I think you're right. And the statement you just stated, there's no silver bullet, is really, really important. And I just say that because total tangent here for a moment, but anybody who tells you that there is a silver bullet, run away from. Like, just genuinely run away from any marketing agency or marketer that comes to you and says, oh, it's really simple. You can do this one thing, throw all your eggs in that basket, and it's going to make massive success. You know, you're one funnel away from success, or you're one, you know, webinar away from success, or you're one whatever. Forget about it, guys. Just don't even go there. It's about incremental gains. But the key thing I do with anyone that comes to me, and they usually do come to me because they're overwhelmed and because marketing can seem overwhelming. The first thing I get them to do, very important exercise, I get you to stop for a moment. I get you to take a very deep breath and let that breath out and go, and just relax. Because a couple of truths. First of all, you know more than you probably think you do. Usually, most of the people that come to me overwhelmed have all the pieces there. It's just they're not quite in the same order, in the right order yet. Mm-hmm. So, and often when you just don't see the results, you're not generating enough leads, or you're not converting those leads, it's usually simple little things that you can tweak along the way. But the first thing to note is you've got most of those pieces there. It's not some fancy new technology that you need to invest in. It's not some really advanced digital marketing strategy that you need to do. Often it's just about getting to the core of who you are, who your clients are, and how you meet their needs.
So he kind of answers my next question, because I was asking him what's the anatomy of successful marketing. And boy, that was so brilliant, Vince, how you did that. Because sometimes people think, okay, so you know, am I going to need to go through, you know, the doctorate level, you know, experiences to figure this out, you know? And that's what I want to know from you, but I got to take a commercial break. When we come back, Vince, I want to know what your thought processes is on the anatomy of successful marketing, and why some fail and why some flop and why some succeed. Okay. So before we do that, we got to pay our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Well, cause they pay. So we need to make sure that they get their shout outs on Impact Life 24/7. This is just going to take about 2 minutes, our commercial. And let me make sure that I don't click the wrong button. Cause last time y'all know I could click the wrong one. Here we go, Impact, ladies and gentlemen.
24/7 has some amazing sponsors, and we want to tell you about them. Here's our gold sponsors. Michelle Perry, founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and host of the Successful Diligence podcast. She is the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her best-selling book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette, as well as a marketing and branding expert. She is the author of Head Down, Shut Up, Growing Up in the Family Business. Connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Katrina McCain, a renowned poet and author of Because She Decided to Love. Because She Decided to Love is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we express love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Please connect with Katrina at poetkatrinamccain.com. Our platinum sponsors, Gregory Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today by reaching out to Greg on Facebook, or you can email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Often you will find Greg helping distribute food in the community and meeting any need that arises. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike's helped men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and a devoted husband, as well as a father to his daughter who recently graduated Army boot camp. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. PRF is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. To become a sponsor, reach out to clkingspeaker.com.
You know, at that point, I just want to kind of like jump off the stage with the guitar on fire. Are you feeling me, Vince?
I'm feeling you, man. I was picturing Mad Max there. You're on the thing with the guitar and the flame coming out. Oh, brilliant.
We just can't do things like kind of low key, you know, just kind of be subtle about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not in our DNA.
I figure if you're gonna mess up, might as well mess up big, you know. Give a shout out to Jordan Brown. He's the guy who orchestrated that track there. And thank you everybody for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7. I knew that I had to get that commercial in, otherwise Vince and I are like a wild locomotive, and we would have never got it done. So, Vince, yep. I'm so thankful that all the way from Wellington, New Zealand, joining us tonight by way of Zoom, and this is a cameo appearance, a second appearance on our show in almost, I think, 30 days or so. What a wealth of information. I just posted that in the chat. Listen, if you want to get somebody connected to someone that's trying to get their way in digital marketing, which is really Vince's, you know, supreme expertise, please share this video with them or share his website. All you got to do is type in or send them to chasingtheinsights.com. They can get a free 30-minute strategy session. I'm thinking about taking advantage of it myself. I'm saying, hey, Vince, hey, tell me how terrible I am so I can fix myself.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever think you and I can just talk for 30 minutes? I don't think that's actually possible. Seriously, it'll be 30 minutes of laughter and then we'll run out of time.
Right. You'd have to pull the lever and I would have to fall through the floor. So anyway, again, Vince Warnock, he's all the way from, like I said, Wellington, New Jersey. He has been on our show before. He is an amazing, amazing man. He's author of the book, Chasing the Insights. We're going to try to get to that. But Greg, put that up in the chat. I really would love for you guys to go to his website. The book link is there. You can go to Amazon and such, but I'm really trying to drive people to Vince because I don't know when I'll have Vince back again. Not that I don't want him back or we don't want him back, but Vince is in high demand. He's very busy. He hosts conferences. He's sought after greatly throughout not just New Zealand, but around the world. And so we're blessed to have him here. And so before we went to that crazy commercial break where we was rocking, we asked what was the anatomy of successful marketing and why do some flop and others flourish. What do you got, Vince?
Okay, so the interesting thing here is the anatomy. When you talk about the anatomy of it, there's always one piece that is the core, the heart of the anatomy. And I'll get to that in a moment. But if you look at most marketing campaigns, from successful ones to ones that flop, they all have the same components, but they're often missing the one thing, the heart of marketing, which is why someone should even care. And often we do this. We put our messages out there. We put our offers out there. We put our products out there. We put all these different things out there. We're trying to convince people that this is the exact thing that they need in their life. But the reality is we forget that half the time they don't even know who we are. Why would they even care about what we have to say? Unless you're Nike or, you know, right. Adidas or something like that, where you have a brilliant brand already. For most part, they're going, who are you? And what? Why should I listen to you? Mm-hmm. So, and the best way to make people care, to make people pay attention to what you're doing, is not to talk about you, is to talk about them. And I teach this kind of core principle of marketing called the bridge method. So essentially, to be able to convert any client, you need to do these things. You need to basically get them to understand where they are now. And to do that, they need to come to that conclusion themselves. And by that, I mean, they exist here. They exist. There's this bubble around them, which is their world. And in that world is this big hole. And that hole is the need that whatever your product, your offering, your service fills. So you need them to come to the conclusion that they have that hole in their life. And you can't do that by going, you have a hole in your life.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You've got to ask them questions. You've got to go, okay, does this sound like you? Have you ever been in this position? Like for me, for example, I would say to people, look, have you ever been sitting there going, I feel like I'm just banging my head against the wall. I feel like I can't generate enough leads, or I'm getting leads in, but I just can't convert those leads. Or I feel like I'm just getting lost in all the noise out there. Or actually, every time I think about marketing, it's all completely overwhelming. So I'm getting people by asking those questions internally, they're going through this going, is that me? Yes, that is me. So they come to the conclusion themselves. And the moment you do that, they now know exactly where they are. You don't need to convince them of the pain. They're feeling the pain in that moment. They're going, yeah, actually, I do feel overwhelmed. Yeah, actually, I'm getting really frustrated. I can't generate and convert enough leads. I'm wondering if I'm going to be in business any longer. You know, if you get them to that point of pain where they've come to that realization themselves, then the next step you have to do is to get them to imagine, get them to paint a picture of what the future is like without that hole, without that need, where that need is now met. And to do that, you then, this is where you start to unveil in your messaging, and this all depends on what your offering is. This is where you start to unveil and go, okay, well, did you know that, you know, only three steps, or, you know, using my process and things, you can have this kind of success. You can actually turn up like this. Or did you know that there's actually simple ways where you can achieve these results? And I'll show you, I've got other people who can tell you how those results are done. So what you've done here, you've done two things. You've got them to picture and come to the conclusion of exactly where they are now, but then you've got them to imagine this future state. And once they do that, they don't want to go back to their current state.
Stop, Vince. Y'all, okay, look. Impacting Life 24/7. I don't even know what to say. But... Vince is making me think about just scrapping my entire company and starting over. Vince, are you still there, brother? Are you still with me?
I'm still with you.
I'm thinking about, because as you might know, Vince, I've worked in the faith community for over 30 years.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about the days when we used to go and knock on people's door and try to get them out to church, right?
Yep.
And we would have some sort of paraphernalia, right?
Yeah.
And it would be like with flames coming up and people's skin melting off of it, saying, you're going to hell if you don't come to our church. And yep. We did exactly what you just said not to do.
Yep.
Because you said you can't tell them, hey, you got a hole there.
Yeah.
And those and now 30 years later, those churches are a handful of people.
Yep.
And it, obviously, we don't base everything off of numbers, but we do. Numbers give us some metric to go by.
Yep.
We look at those other churches that amended or changed their marketing strategy, because churches still market. Yep. And they're flourishing, and they can't get enough. They can't get enough chairs in their church. They're running three and four services. You following what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to speak to my faith community out there that he's talking on every possible plane. Well, go ahead, Vince.
From the faith community for a moment.
Like, go ahead.
The ones that have worked it out, the ones that have succeeded in their area, what they've done is they get people to picture where they're at now, like I said. And where they're at now is not fear of hell or fear of flames or anything like that. It's actually going, I'm lonely, I'm disconnected, I don't have a community, I don't have an extended family, or I have no hope, I have no future, I can't picture anything beyond my life that is right now. So when you get them to come to that conclusion themselves through asking them questions, through kind of just, you know, getting them to talk about where they're at, and then you can paint a picture and get them to imagine what it would be like to have a sense of hope, to have a sense where you know you have a purpose on this world, where you know that there is something far, far bigger out there for you. When you get them to picture that, they are never going to want to go back to their current state.
Right.
And this is why we call it the bridge method, because the moment you get them to do that and picture where they want to be, you are the bridge that helps them get there. Wow. You are literally the bridge where they go, okay, well, if you've helped me to picture that, then obviously you're the person that's going to help me get there. And this is the core. This is what people miss. The core objective of all marketing and sales is really, really simple. It's not about conversions, anything like that. It is about moving someone from one point to another point. Mm. When you understand that, it's about how do I get them to that point by being the bridge, getting them to picture that future need, that future state where their need is no longer met. All of the heavy lifting is done. At that point, you're just down to objections and going, okay, well, what's it, you know, like everyone will say, how much does it cost, or you know, how many hours? Really what they're asking you is this. At the point where they're really now convinced that they need this in their life, they hesitate, their defensive brain kicks in, the crocodile brain, the reptilian brain kicks in and goes, okay, but I want to keep you safe here. So they come up with all these objections, but the real objection is always the same thing, which is, I don't know what's on the other side of this decision. Right. It's the same with faith. Like actually, right. You know, like giving your life to faith is about taking a leap of faith. It's yeah. about going, I don't know what's on the other side of this. And what if it's not what I expected? What if it's not like not this perfect picture that I painted here of this future? Mm. So you need to get that point, get them behind the curtains, let them see what it's like working with you, get them see what it's like in faith-based communities and things, get them to see what this world is like. And then they're already convinced. They now have removed all the objections. It's just that final confirmation of going, okay, let's take that step and we'll do it together.
Absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just, again, I was like this last time. And my co-host, Mike Black, he was, we had some wires crossed. He was going to join us tonight, but we called after the show was over, the first show that we did. And we just went on and on and on. It's like, you got to get this guy back. I said, oh man, I already got him. He's booked, baby. He's coming back.
I wouldn't miss this, man. This is way too much fun.
Well, when you think about it, and Lon Jordan, who in my opinion is really tapped into what you're saying. Lon brought this up, you know, fulfilling a need like what you were talking about. Lon, every week he puts out, he's one of our Leadership Institute members and is up in my old stomping grounds of Cleveland, Ohio. And Lon Jordan does this every week, consistently without fail. He gives three tips. He don't give four. He don't give seven. He gives three tips for whatever that is and to help you in the 21st century marketplace. And I said, you know what? Sometimes I ain't got time to listen to 17 tips, but I got time to listen to his 5-minute videos of three tips. And his consistency there, it's like, hey man, you're fulfilling a need, and it may not be my need this week, but you met my need last week. So when you know what I'm saying? Are you feeling
me? This is tapped into one of the other core principles that I try and teach as well, which is like, because we think of marketing and sales. Everyone keeps asking me, what's the difference between marketing and sales? There actually is no difference these days. There used to be.
Right.
Because marketing was all the stuff that drove them up to almost the point of decision, and then sales would get them over the line. But now with digital, all those lines are blurred anyway. You can convert someone without having a sales conversation, et cetera.
Yep.
So essentially, we treat the two as the same now. But the interesting thing is everyone says, okay, you know, like how do I get them to the point of selling? How do I want to sell this thing. I want to be able to convert. Right. Stop. Actually take a step back, do exactly what you just said he did, which is add value first, right? And forget about selling, serve people. And this is a controversial one in the marketing industry and the sales industry as well. I know a lot of my peers and I disagree with this because I'm right and they're wrong.
but they come from
a point of going, marketing is all about conversions, Fitz. It's all about conversions. It's all about getting those numbers, a numbers game, getting out there and trying to get people to make that decision. I say, stop. Stop trying to convince people of making the decision. Instead, add value to them. In the case of what we talked about with the bridge method, you're adding value by showing them that there's a future that they can have. And in the case of what you just talked about there, those three tips, it's adding value to people. Right. And I'm a firm believer when you add value, when you serve first, sell later, when you add that value, the money, the conversion, all that kind of stuff just follows. Just focus on impacting people. And what happens, and I had this argument with, I'm not going to name him. one of my peers in the industry, very high profile digital marketer. Him and I ended up in this argument, in constructive argument, we'll call it. But he found out I was doing a summit. So I did a summit early in the year and I invited him on there and he found out I was doing it for free. And he's like, why would you do this for free, Vince? How many times have I told you, like, charge as much as you can up front, but then take them up the value ladder, charge more, charge more, charge more. And I said, no, look, I said, you and I are never going to agree on this, ever. The reason is I don't want to do what you do. Right. Like, you are doing a transaction with somebody.
Right.
You are going, here is an individual. I want them to buy my thing. They've bought my thing. Great. Thank you very much. Moving on. I want them to buy. They haven't bought. I'm going to try and convince them to buy. Forget about that. I don't want conversions. I don't want transactional interactions. What I want fans. I want people that go, when I'm with Vince, when I'm around what he does, he adds so much value to me that it's a no-brainer. As soon as I get the opportunity, I'm going to work with him.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And then whatever you're putting out there, as long as you're still adding that value to them, whatever you're putting out there, they're on board and they will follow you along the journey. Like you're talking with Greg, you know, like just being there from the beginning. Like, you know, when you have people that follow you and consistently there with, that's the objective, not make a transaction. Because then what happens is when that transaction goes away, you have another product, you've got to try and convince them again to be able to buy that product, or you've got to find a whole new audience. I'm saying, no, let's treat it like compound interest.
Yeah,
it's let it build and build and build. And by the way, never underestimate how powerful it is when you add value to somebody else, the value that you add to them, how much they talk to others. I did this, I opened up my group program. I finally launched my group program. So I opened up my group program.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I went through and you know, I know what I'm doing. Like, right. I genuinely know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for over 20 something years, right? I've been doing this and now I teach people this, but I still go through all the doubt myself. And I'm like, well, what if I launch and nobody signs up? You know, like, how embarrassing is that going to be? Or what happens if I only get like two or three people in? And I set myself a target. I said, I want to get 18 to 20 people in the group program. This is for a foundation members program. So it's the brand, like the beginning of it. And all my peers were like, dude, you're an idiot. Like 4 to 5 max. You're not going to get more than that for a first time group program. And I'm like, yeah, but I know what I'm doing. I launched it anyway. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I filled it. I filled it really, really quickly, which was amazing. In fact, I only allowed myself a week to market. But I was surprised at a couple of things. One of them was I jumped on a call with a fellow entrepreneur. And this is one of my peers in the industry. Jumped on a call with them to see how they're doing because they were sick. And you know, I was like, okay, just checking in. They had COVID. They were in isolation based in Canada. And I was like, okay, how are you getting on? She was like, oh my goodness, I'm terrible. I just want to see the family. I can't wait to get out of isolation, blah, blah, blah. And then I was about to sign off and just say, look, you know, well, you know, sending goodwill your way, all this, you know, lots of virtual hugs and that. But if you need anything, yell out. If you need me to pick up the slack with some of your clients, won't charge you for it. I'll just help you out, all that kind of thing. And then she turned around and said, oh, by the way, when are you launching your group program? I said, I've just opened the doors now. And she goes, you dick, why didn't you tell me? Like, but it turned out she had been talking to other people about how much value they were getting out of me. And she goes, I want this. I had no idea it was even on her radar at all. But it was on her radar because key principle, serving, not selling.
Right.
Actually adding value to people as much as possible. They start talking to others about that. And it becomes really, really easy to generate leads, to generate conversions, if you're focused on the right thing, which is how do I help people as much as I possibly can?
You know, he just brought something to our memory a long, long time ago, Greg, that you know, I think Greg and I had spoken to probably about 25 or 30,000 people without receiving the first paycheck.
Yep.
And we did it. He traveled. He put a lot of miles on that old, I forget what he had, whatever SUV he had. We traveled from one end to the other and we did it. We did it for free. And and then the very next year, I couldn't get to every place. And those were not free events.
Yeah. I still remember, man, I was speaking at a conference in the US. I flew over there and I was like, this is going to be amazing. And I was chatting with one of my heroes and he was like, oh man, he's chatting away. He's so good to meet you, man. I've seen your stuff out there. And I'm like, oh, really? I was really excited. And then he goes, if you don't mind me asking, how much are they paying you to be here? And I was like, paying me? Like, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, are you doing this for free? I said, yeah, man. Yeah. Now that wasn't through conscious decision. I just didn't even know they got paid there. And he was going, man, I don't get out of bed for less than 50,000. I'm like, damn. So I went to the organizer and said, hey, so apparently, I'm not talking about this. No, quick, run away. They knew what they had me, but also I didn't mind. I was just about impacting people. I just thought it was funny.
Right. And that's interesting. You know, you go and it's like there's two headliners or three or four, and you found out those guys got $15,000 and you're there off a chicken dinner, you know? It's like, yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way.
To make it worse, CL, I paid my own way there because I didn't want anyone to think there's conflict of interest or anything right. like that. So I'm like, you know, I'll pay my own way. I'll put myself up in a hotel. I'll fly over there. No problem. So I wasn't just getting paid. I was out of pocket.
You lost money. Wow. All right, Vince, we got to hurry, man. Okay. Greg says that he would like to participate in a 30-minute strategy session. Well, all you got to do is go to VinceWarnock.com. And you know what?
Go to ChasingTheInsights.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm giving the wrong website. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Greg, that's my speaking page, man. If you want to book me for a speaking gig, we can do that. But, let's go to ChasingTheInsights.com.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Vince is a podcast host and he knows that my brain is fried at this hour of the
I'm well versed in this one, man.
He's so gracious, man. He always just bails me out. No, I'm not. I know I'm not from Australia. I'm in New Zealand, King. And you guys want to know something really interesting about our relationship? I'm talking to Vince in the future. It's actually Tuesday over there. What time is it now, bud?
It's 1:30 p.m.
1:30 p.m. I'm talking to him in the future, and it's in the fall. It's fall over there. It's getting ready to be summer here. And we've been trying to work this angle. Probably need Danny Brunson to help us with this. How Vince could get the lottery number over there on Tuesday.
It's only if I share in the spoils. I was saying to CL before the show, I'm a giant Marvel fan, and the Loki series is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh my goodness, all about time travel and everything like that.
Yes.
This is just our life. Like, I live in the future, man. I'm always speaking to you from the future.
He's always talking to me from the future, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about.
And by the way, the outlook's pretty good. Like, yeah. Seriously. You're all doing way better than you think you are. Tomorrow's an awesome day. You're going to love it. You're going to prosper. You're going to break through. You're going to succeed. Don't even worry about that.
Wow. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you bless. I said ladies and gentlemen twice, but I'm saying it a third time. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Chasing the Insights, you can find Vince Warnock there and get a copy of his book, Chasing the Insights. What's the subtitle there?
A practical guide to experimentation for digital marketing.
Yes.
Very, very exciting topic. Now, it actually is. It's full of my cheesy dad jokes, but it is advice. I joke about it, but it is advice that I knew I wanted to put in the book because this is the stuff that I've been using everywhere I go. This is the stuff that I use in my startups, in my corporate life, and it has produced incredible results. So, get all my little insider tips and tricks.
We're going to hear a couple of those. But before we do that, we got to talk about this strategy session. Again, I want you guys to go to, you're not going to go to VinceWarnock.com. You're going to go to ChasingTheInsights.com. And Vince, you offer a 30-minute strategy session. So let's walk through the session real quick and just give us some feedback. Should I come prepared with to a 30-minute strategy session with you?
Well, when you go to book it, you'll see there's a very clear question in there, which is, what is the area that you're struggling with at the moment?
Okay.
And that's what I want to deep dive on. So we use the 30 minutes, like I call it a strategy session, but really it's like a clarity call. Because what I want to do is I want you to highlight the area that you're struggling with, whether it's lead generation, whether it's you need some advice about a podcast, you need advice about whatever it is around marketing, you need that advice. Book that in with me. And then my goal is in that 30 minutes, I will take you through that challenge that you've got, take you through that area. And I want you at the end of that to have complete clarity, to have some direction where you go, okay, now I know what I need to do. And sometimes that's just actually making you aware that you know more than you think you do. I still remember my favorite couple on there. They came to me and they were like, we've got no idea what we're doing about social media. Like, we're just such newbies and things. So I actually analyzed their social media. Turns out they were crushing it. Absolutely crushing it, doing Facebook lives with 500 people live at a time, everybody engaging on there. But somehow they thought that was terrible because they didn't know what they were doing. They got on there and they go, is it on? Is it on? Are we? Can you hear us? Can they hear us? They can't hear us. I think they can hear us. Everyone comment. Oh, the comments are delayed. Because of this, they felt like they were being unprofessional. But right. they tapped into the one thing that made them so relatable to everybody else. And that is who they are. That's their authenticity. So everyone loved it. They thought it was humorous. They're all chuckling away going, these guys are funny as. But then they're engaging with the content that they were doing. So that's what I want to do. Some cases, it's just giving that clarity around, you know what you're doing. But often it's actually giving you a bit of a roadmap to go, here's where I would start if I were you. Here's the next step you should be focused on. And then this step after that.
That was brilliant. And he answered that question, what a person's going to leave with. They're going to leave with some clarity. And you did it, Vince. I'm telling you, you got it, brother. One of the things that oftentimes, you know, like you go to a doctor's appointment and sometimes you leave the doctor's office more confused than when you went in. And so I really want you guys, if you want some clarity, maybe just to kind of get yourself set. Because, you know, there's ongoing strategy and coaching that Vince does. And I really, really, really am asking you guys, listen, you have nothing to lose. There's not a money back guarantee because you don't have to spend anything, but take that 30 minute assessment, maybe to get some clarity in your life and see which direction you really are going. All you got to do is go to chasingtheinsights.com. Absolutely free with my great friend, Vince Warnock from Wellington, New Zealand. And in the book, Chasing the Insights, you talk about the subtitle is A Practical Experimental Approach to Digital Marketing. You set up quite a few practical experiments that the readers can actually try for themselves. So can you give us like one or two of what those experiments would be?
Oh my goodness. Some of them are some of the most random things ever. Like there was one. So we always go in with a hypothesis. So we start by going, okay, what's the area that we need to improve in? And in one of the cases when I was at Cigna, it was search engine optimization. So in other words, we were competing with every other insurer. And when you type in life insurance, there was about five different people, maybe six or seven different people than us. We thought that's not good enough. We want to be at the top. And we don't just want to pay for ads because it's expensive and we throw a lot of money at advertising there. So how do we get up those rankings? So we came up with some hypothesis to test. One of those was the thing that surprised me the most of all. It was going, okay, there's in the URL. So you got a URL for a landing page, right? So we have our life insurance landing page. And one of the things we did is we have our own kind of brand name for life insurance. We called it Life One. So it was Life One Insurance. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, interestingly enough, most people don't type in Life One Insurance. They type in life insurance when they're searching for a life insurance company.
Right.
So we thought, what would happen if we changed the URL? Because the URL was like cigna.co.nz/life1-insurance.
Oh, Lord.
So what if we change that to life-insurance? Just actually put it to life insurance. What would happen? We saw a 15% improvement in all our organic reach. We went up like two spaces on the homepage or Google, and in way quicker time than I thought. Most of the time, any changes that you make in search engine optimization take up to around 40 days, 45 days on average. We saw results within 10 days. We started to see this increasing, and we just watched our organic traffic increase, all coming from Google. We're like, this is ridiculous, man. Like, this is crazy. So that was one of the biggest surprise for me, I think, experimentation wise.
Yeah.
I thought maybe one or two points up or down, you know, like, let's see what happens. It might have no result whatsoever, but no, boom, it was awesome.
Well, I'm going to stop you there because I know you got so many more, but I want people.
I was going to say, you know, I like talking.
Yes. Well, that two talkers together is a bad.
I know, it's dangerous, man.
I want you guys to go get the book. And that's what I'm trying to drive people to do is go get the book, Chasing the Insights, a practical look into an experimental approach into digital marketing. Yep. And I would love for you guys to go do that. The way you can get the book is very simple. Just go to chasingtheinsights.com. Now, I don't know if we talked about this before, but I'm going to get through every question. So they'll just give me extra time. Give me five more minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Did we talk about ads last time and your feelings on them and, Facebook ads and YouTube ads. What are your thoughts real quick?
Okay. I have a very simple approach to this because a lot of people come to me and say, when should I be buying ads? When should I start paying for ads? Or they start paying for ads early on. But the first kind of milestone you need to be doing, you basically need to create your sales process, like your marketing process, right? So you need to have, you know, your landing page, your conversion, however you want people to convert, whatever you're offering, you need to know that what you're doing actually works. that you are getting paid customers off the back of it. At the point where you know it works, and you can tweak some different things to see if you can get better conversion rates through it, all of those kind of things. But at the moment you feel comfortable with that, that's the point that you go, now we need to scale. And at the point you need to scale, that's when paid advertising comes in, because there's no, we call it leaky bucket syndrome. There's no point going out there and throwing $2,000 a month into Facebook ads if they're getting to a landing page and not going any further.
Right.
And then to yourself, you're going, okay, well, why is that? Is it because the landing page isn't working, or is it because the copy's not working properly on the ad? Is it that they're just not really the right audience? There's so many different variables there. But if you could sort out that sales process first, sort out the whole end-to-end journey for that customer, and you know it works, then advertising, you're not questioning the landing page or anything. Advertising is just, now let's pay for scaling that and see what the results are.
Right. So in my case, you know, like, you know, I haven't finished my book yet, so I wouldn't be out there doing ads for that. One of the few ads that we actually run at the CL King Group is what I know I've gotten paid for. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you say, hey, has this worked? Is this even scalable? Is, you know what I mean? And so
I would challenge you on one thing there, CL. Yes, there is a way that you can do advertising now for that, but it's down to knowing that the process works, because you don't have to have a finished book, weirdly, to sell books. Like, you can take pre-orders of books. You can take pre-orders. You can do, you treat the book as a lead magnet, so you can give it away based on contact information. So test those kind of funnels, we call them, but test those kind of approaches. When you know that they convert, do it through organic means. You know they can convert, scale it by advertising, driving people to that page to convert, either to pay, pre-order the book and pay for it, or to go, okay, I want a free copy of this when it's ready.
Wow, I just got to send this brother some money. Mike Black, can you put some money in my account so I can send it to Vince, please? He's giving too much away tonight. Real quick, you had a 2021 Year of Growth Summit, and you talked about that a little bit ago. You did that for free. What was your biggest takeaway from that summit?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I learned that when you interview your own heroes on that at the summit, I spent most of the time going, whoa, grabbing my pen and taking notes, going, hang on, I'm supposed to be interviewing them. But it was incredible. A lot of it was, the whole concept of it was, you know, a year of growth. So it was about positioning yourself for growth throughout the year. And we had speakers from all over the world. We had 30 different speakers, all in different areas of expertise and things. But there was some common threads that came through. And the most common one that I took away from it was actually getting, like, prioritizing yourself. Like, as entrepreneurs, you know, because one of the things we do is, you know, we are so passionate about what we do, we love what we do, that we throw everything at it, and then we hit the wall and wonder why that is. But it's like the best analogy I heard was, like, on the airplane, you know, where they say, when the oxygen mask comes down, put it on yourself first, then put it on your child. You should treat your business the same way as well. Mm-hmm. Should make sure that your oxygen mask is always on you first. Make sure that you are actually prioritizing your health, your mindset, your heart, everything like that, your spirituality, who you are. Protecting that and investing in that is really important. And one of the crazy ideas I got from the summit, which I totally ended up doing, and it actually sounds dodgy when you say it out loud. I went on a date with myself. So there was the whole concept in there of going, what are those things that nobody else wants to do with you that you want to do? Like, you know, if it's a certain movie you want to go and see and nobody else wants to go and see that movie, what are the things that light you up and you're like, this is what I want to do? Well, you know what? Set a date with yourself. Go out on a date with yourself and go and do those damn things. Go and get that coffee that you wanted from this particular coffee shop, or get that gin and tonic that, you know, has been at the place that nobody even wants to go to, but you know it's the only place that supplies it. So go and get that. Go on a date with yourself. I did make lots of jokes about, so how does the night end with that one? But anyway, because I knew everyone was.
Lord help us on this family show.
Exactly.
I'm feeling that though, man. I've never ever. Did you come up with that concept?
No. That was given to me by a relationship expert, actually, who was talking about investing in yourself as an entrepreneur, so you can turn up for your families. Because part of what we taught in the summit was making sure that people, because a lot of entrepreneurs are in relationships, it's making sure that they're actually balancing their life enough. Even though we don't really like the term balance, because it indicates high and low, but actually it's about harmony.
Right.
But actually about creating space there so that you can invest in your family and your spouse and all this kind of thing as well. And part of that, the surprise for me wasn't going over and above and out of your way for your wife, for example. It was actually going over and above and out of your way for yourself, so that when you turn up for your wife and your kids, you are 100%, your cup is full. All of the different cups that we carry in ourselves, you know, like I said, our emotions, our mind, our heart, our physicality, all these kind of things, all those cups are filled to overflowing which means you then turn up 100% for everyone around you.
I'll tell you what, I'm feeling this date thing, man. I'm seeing this in my future.
It's cheesy, and you don't want to admit it to anyone else. What are you doing going on a date with myself? Like, whoa, too much information. But no,
check him in to the mental health ward All right, last
one. I did this for myself. I celebrated by, because I'd hit some major milestones, and I thought, you know what? I've always invested those points back into my business or to us as a family. And I've gone like, hey, you know, we need another car. Let's go and buy a new car. Or for the business, I'm going to buy a new computer system or whatever to celebrate. And it was like, no, I've got to invest in myself. And my son actually challenged me hardcore because he heard the session. He was like, Dad, come on, what are you going to do? And I went, I'm going to buy a custom lightsaber. I'm going to buy a custom lightsaber for me. It holds no purpose other than to have a lot of fun and for me to imagine that I'm a Jedi. And then I'm going to go on a date with myself where I'm going to play with my lightsaber outside. And then I'm going to sit down. I'm going to rewatch some Star Wars movies and rewatch some Clone Wars. And I'll sit there with my favorite food, my favorite drink. And the world doesn't exist. I'm in this moment, in this thing. And it was, honestly, I finished there feeling so refreshed, man. I was like, right, that's it. My wife came home and she's like, you're in a good mood. I'm in a fantastic mood. Let's go out. And we went on a whimsical date that night. It was awesome.
You know, that. See, we laugh at it, but in this world, I'm sorry, guys. I know we're over, but please just hang with us for a few more moments. You don't get you don't get someone like Vince Warnock and just let him go. He's in tomorrow already, so I'm still on Monday. He's in Tuesday, so he's got time.
Catch up.
One of the things that we in the content creation world and the motivational world, you know, I'm always screaming at people with veins popping out. You can do it. Don't quit. Stop. Keep going. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But we don't do enough emphasis on taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I even talk, and I bring this up because we even see this in church ministry. You know, give to the kingdom, give, go, 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 go. And then ministers and families burn out, break up, and everything else because they did not remember to go on a date with themselves.
Yeah.
Husbands and wives.
What does that say to the people they're trying to impact as well? Ooh. The people they're trying to impact going, okay, there's this whole faith world that you talk of, this whole church world, but you're a husk of a person. You're burnt out. Why would I invest in that? Why would I become part of that?
Yeah.
You know, like there's so many reasons we need to invest in ourselves, man.
That's something because, you know, we used to like something as simple as the church folks will know, you know, VBS. And as soon as Vacation Bible School comes around, you can't get any volunteers. It's going to be five nights of kids bringing them in from all corners of the world. You're going to lose your hair, lose your mind. Everything's crazy. And then you want volunteers. Hey, sign up for VBS. And it's they're looking at you like, no, we seen what happened to you. No, thanks.
We see the no hair left. Yeah.
Man, okay. So look, ladies and gentlemen, Javi Madrigal is out there in Seattle, Washington. And
Javi, you need your own lightsaber. Do it, man.
Javi is the man. You see, Javi is the man, man. Javi's overcome so much, and he's got the Underdog Ninja Foundation that I'm on his board there. And one thing that I want to tell you, Javi, is that Vince Warnock is the real deal. When I say Vince Warnock is the real deal, I'm thinking already in the back of my mind of a conference I want to have, and Vince is going to headline it. I might just turn him loose and just have him talk for the next 3 hours at the conference.
Minimum.
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 That's my introduction.
Okay, I'm going to say, for the record, because we're live here, for the record, I'm in. I'm totally in. Like, see, anything you're aligned with, you know I'm going to be part of.
Yes, sir.
I love what you do, and I love your personality.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got that on tape, y'all. So, Vince, here's the last question, and this is kind of a collaborative thought. If you have listened to the show, this is kind of a no-brainer. But for those that may be coming on at the last moment, and here's the question. Vince, our business is floundering. We can't seem to get any footing. We've tried several marketing agencies to no avail. What makes you different?
First of all, I'm not going to do it for you. But that's a good thing. And what I mean by that is I want to empower you. I don't want to go in, and this is what a lot of agencies, they'll come in there and they hide a lot of stuff in what we call the black box. So they're like, okay, we'll do these techniques, we'll do this stuff, we'll come in here, we'll come up with these campaigns, and you'll go, okay, and you don't really understand what's going on some of the time, or you feel overwhelmed, but you run with it anyway, and then you just see that money flushing down the toilet. Mm. But what I will teach you is the right way for you to market yourself, not for general, you know, Joe blogs to market themselves, because every single one of you are completely different. But I want to empower you to do this yourself. I want to empower you to step up, to be able to have the confidence to show up for your customers, show up for your audience. And if you want to outsource that to an agency, that's fine, but you're going to be totally empowered, and you're going to be the biggest pain in their ass ever, because you are going to turn up there and they're going to go, well, we think you should do this and this. And you're going to go, well, actually, I don't think that's a great idea, guys. And here's why. Like, what do our customers say about that? Oh, we should probably interview your customers. I think you probably should. So it's actually giving you the power back and giving you the clarity and reducing that overwhelm. So actually turning up and going, this is not that hard. I love this.
Wow. Empowerment, man. When the power goes back to the person, they realize their full potential and they unleash that potential.
There's nothing better than when you see the lights go on with someone when you're working with them. When you just see them suddenly go, this makes sense to me. In fact, the fastest sale I think I've ever done was a 5-minute conversation at a networking event. And it was basically 4 minutes of them telling me what their challenges were, what they did, and me just asking questions about that and going, so you're not generating leads? No, how are you generating leads at the moment? I've been trying this and this. Well, how about if you just shifted that perspective slightly? What about if you tried this instead? What about if you actually moved in this area? Because that would open up this door, and you just see that moment where the light goes on. And as soon as I did that, I was like, yep, yeah, I know we're gonna work together. And then they were like, oh, we've only got 5 minutes for this. It's like a speed dating thing. They only got 5 minutes. We only got like less than a minute left. What do you do? And I got to go, basically this. I help people like you to do exactly what we just did. And they went, do you coach people? I said, yep. And I've got a group program coming up. And they go, I want in. Whatever it is, I want in. Just send me a link. I'll sign up right now. And I was like, yes. So yeah, that's where you should be.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been our longest show ever. And I love it, because that just lets you know how powerful the connection between Vince Warnock and Impacting Life 24/7 is. I don't know if we invited you to our Leadership Institute. I think we may have. I don't know if I sent your friend request to that or an invite. Greg usually sends that. But if not, we'll send another one. Vince Warnock, ladies and gentlemen, you just got to go to his website. He's offering something free, man. You got to take advantage of it. It's at chasingtheinsights.com. The amount of stuff that Vince gave us tonight would be a $3,000 to $5,000 seminar. Easy. That might just take care of his plane ticket. But but what we brought and what we were blessed to bring because of his agreement into your living rooms tonight, it's something, man, if you're trying to get that shift and you're trying to get that direction, Vince Warnock is the man. Vince, give us a minute if you can do it.
If I can keep it down to a minute. Yeah.
Give us a minute closing thought, Vince. What you got?
Look, closing thought's simple. If you're an entrepreneur, you are genuinely something really special. And I do really mean that, because you are trying to create something new. You're trying to birth something into this world that doesn't exist. And I think that's pretty awesome. I think it's worth recognizing. I think it's worth acknowledging. But more than that, I think it is worth celebrating on your life. So be incredibly kind to yourself. Treat yourself like your best customers. You know, the ones that you actually want to turn up with, the ones you want to go the extra mile with, not those ones that are real pain, but those customers that you would do anything for. Treat yourself like that. So be incredibly kind to yourself. You've got this. You are far stronger than you think you are. And there are a pile of people in this world that genuinely, and I do mean genuinely, want you to succeed. So align yourself with them.
Powerful. Align yourself.
Is that under a minute?
Yeah, wow. You did good, man. I, Vince, you have to check your heart rate, brother. Yeah. There are those times, ladies and gentlemen. There are those times. And I feel like the Lord is using this season, because my relationship with folks has either we connect or we don't. There is not a bunch of gray areas recently in my interactions and our collaborations with people. In the pre-show, me and Vince knew, oh, we gonna do this, is it right here. We got it. You know, the same way with it was with me and Javi. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to connect, get that free 30-minute strategy session with a marketing genius. Y'all heard some of his stuff tonight. Was absolutely genius, not just because of the complexity, but because of the simplicity. Man, it's powerful. Go to chasingtheinsights.com. I got one last thing, though. I'm going to do a shameless plug here. Listen, I am a professional speaker. Spoken almost 400,000 people, Vince. So next summit you have, I mean, hook your boy up.
You're there, man.
You know what I mean?
Just let me do the keynote,
you know?
You hear it here live. You see, this is why we do this live. Just so we lock ourselves in. We can't back out of it now. Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's on our virtual calendar, brother.
Yeah, totally.
So God bless you, Vince, man. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you when we come in the Tuesday. And we look forward to having you again. We'll do again in the fall or something like that, man. And but we're going to stay connected. We'll stay connected, man, because this is a brotherhood of collaboration. Vince Warnock, ladies and gentlemen, chasingtheinsights.com, truly a world-class individual. Hope you have a great day and rest of your day, Vince.
Cheers, man.
All right, God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Vince Warnock, and he did not disappoint. I apologize for us going over. We don't typically do that on the show. But you have to recognize, thank you, Javi. You have to recognize when you just can't get out of the, you don't just stop because of time. And we know that we have a host of entrepreneurs that we're connected to throughout the globe, and people who are trying to, you know, swim through this sea of noise. And Vince, man, is empowering people. Man, listen, he's very modest. He's built multi-million dollar companies and made that much himself. This is no novice, ladies and gentlemen. And so being able to have him as a guest, man, how much would we have had to pay to have him at a conference, Greg? Thousands of dollars to fly him here and for his content and his books. And he basically gave us an open door to his life. That's why you got to take advantage of these times. This virtual time right now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that we need to be giving everything away for free, but I do believe what he talked about is that we're helping others, and the other part will come. God's going to add the blessings. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Vince Warnock, a friend, a comrade, great man, and thank you for being a part of Impacting Life 24/7. If you would like to become a sponsor to help us bring more people like Vince Warnock onto the show, to help us with new equipment, we're constantly upgrading, constantly innovating, constantly thinking, expanding and strategizing, go to clkingspeaker.com. There's three levels, $1, $5, and $15. And we could sure use your help. Or you can buy some of our merchandise. There's a merchandise link on there. Just connect with us, man, okay? I don't have to sell you again. Love y'all. We will see you tomorrow night back here on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, Greg behind the scenes, and our team making stuff happen. Our team came up with those questions. Danny and Katrina, thank you guys so much for helping us tonight, because Vince is a... I was like, I need some help to come up with the heavy hitters tonight. So thank you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow night.